Chapter 12, A Constant Renewal. After all of the six events have been restored to us, we must pay the price to constantly renew the process so that we can experience this personal restoration every day. President Ezra Taft Benson taught that the spirit, as well as the body, is in need of constant nourishment. Yesterday's meal is not enough to sustain today's needs. Close quote. I believe that we need to experience all six events of the restoration in our personal lives daily, or at least weekly. This takes constant effort, but it becomes a powerful source of renewal, growth, and direction as we progress along the path to eternal life. When we truly prepare ourselves, these six events are restored to us each time we go to the temple, every week when we partake of the sacrament, and continuously as we engage in meaningful, fervent prayer. The key is to never move away from your own sacred grove, the richness of your own private prayers. The Lord will give to you a sense of what is appropriate for you to say and to commit yourself to each day. Spend time meditating on your true identity and what it says about your worth and potential. And thank your Heavenly Father for revealing the knowledge of who you really are. Spend time focusing on the Savior. Try to visualize His suffering and death and express your deep gratitude for His infinite atonement. Reflect on the sacred covenants you have made with the Lord. Thank Him for the ordinances of the priesthood and the gift of the Holy Ghost. If you have been endowed in the temple, slowly review each covenant in your mind and consider how it should affect your priorities and decisions during this period of your life. Next, reflect on your membership in the church and in your family. Since families are the foundation of the church, think about your callings in the church and ask yourself whether you're truly magnifying those callings. Ponder on the threefold mission of the church, proclaiming the gospel, perfecting the saints, and redeeming the dead. And review your own opportunities and efforts to help carry out those purposes. Spend time meditating on your stewardship in your home. Consider each family member by name, and let the Lord tell you by His Spirit what He wants you to know and do about them. And expand the reach of your prayers at times to include members of your extended family. Don't get off your knees until you feel transformed to some degree. Your purpose is to be changed, to have a broken heart and a contrite spirit, to feel a sense of being commissioned to accomplish the Lord's purposes that day. All six events are restored to you through such a prayer, and you can rise up and bless everyone around you. The spiritual nourishment we need comes from returning each day to our own sacred grove, as it were. We must go to our Heavenly Father in prayer and deeply commit ourselves to obey His commandments. We must study and ponder the Scriptures, especially the Book of Mormon. We must let the Spirit of God distill upon us as the dews from heaven. And one day we will arise and start to discover that we're no longer dependent on other people for our sense of identity and security, because it comes from a higher source. Then we can love others unconditionally, even those who don't return our love.